You're listening to a recording provided for the use of the blind and print-impaired. Materials or items read on Airs LA are the copyright property of the original authors and publishers. No unauthorized use or duplication is permitted. Hello, I'm Michael Piotrasch. Welcome to another recording of articles from Popular Science Magazine, a presentation of Airs LA. This week's articles include, at 1 minute, basketball can make you better at math. At 3 minutes, 36 seconds, even wild desert cats love catnip. And finally, at 6 minutes, 35 seconds, astronaut who nearly drowned in space selected for Artemis 3 crew. Let's get to it. This first article is from the science section and is entitled, Basketball Can Make You Better at Math, written by Andrew Paul, published June 10, 2026. Combining math concepts with sports can help boost your fractions game. This article begins with a photo, a student and teacher dribbling basketballs while holding fractions math cards. Its caption reads, Students also saw improvement in other math areas after participating in the workshop. Fractions are a difficult math concept for many children to learn, but pairing lessons with basketball may offer some help. After participating in an experimental workshop that combined education with shooting hoops, students in Denmark performed an average of 15% better in fraction tests than a control group that did not play basketball. Quote, I'm convinced that sport and physical activity can open up mathematics for pupils who are not otherwise engaged by the subject, unquote, explained University of Copenhagen sports exercise researcher Jacob Weinecke, who is also the co-author of an accompanying study on the fraction experiment published in the journal Educational Psychology Review. The project involved over 300 students between ages 11 and 13 who attended a one-hour, once-a-week meetup that tied fraction lessons to specific basketball drills. For example, teachers asked kids to throw 10 shots at a hoop, then determine the fraction of successful versus unsuccessful attempts. They then practiced converting those numbers into percentages. The subject area improvements also went beyond fractions. Study participants also saw around 5% improvement in other math concepts after the workshop. And, of course, their skills on the court benefited from the extra hoop time. Quote, Our research shows that you can easily invite other subjects into physical education and make it work, unquote, said Weinecke. Quote, And it can actually make children experience that subject in a completely different way, while still preserving their motivation and enjoyment of learning, unquote. Who knows? By expanding similar programs to more school districts, future NBA Finals teams may also be filled with mathletes. This next article is from the Environment, Animals, Pets, Cats section and is entitled, Even Wild Desert Cats Love Catnip. Written by Margarita Bassi, published June 10, 2026. Ah, the sweet allure of nepetalactone. This article begins with a photo, a small wild cat playing with a ball of catnip. Its caption reads, Sand cats are the only cat species that live in the true desert. Cats are famously obsessed with catnip, but a recent social media post from the Bronx Zoo in New York City highlights that it's not just bossy domestic felines that take an interest in the plant. In the zoo's video, a 3-year-old female sand cat, Felis margarita, plays with a catnip-filled ball. Sand cats are the sole species that live in the true desert. They can withstand both exceptional heat and cold, from 122 degrees Fahrenheit, 50 degrees Celsius, to minus 13 degrees Fahrenheit, minus 25 degrees Celsius. They're found across northern Africa as well as southwest and central Asia. Quote, the keepers added catnip to this ball to give the sand cats a novel item to stimulate them physically and mentally. Cats respond to a chemical in catnip called nepetalactone, unquote, according to the Post. Quote, its primary function is to repel insects from the plant. Many cats, though not all, are highly attracted to it, and it is safe and non-toxic for them to enjoy, unquote. Catnip is part of the mint family. According to Jessica Moody, curator of primates and small mammals at the Wildlife Conservation Society, WCS, not all felid species have the same sensitivity to the plant. Moody tells Popular Science that sex and age also impact the response on an individual level. Bronx Zoo, part of the WCS, animal keepers frequently employ catnip, officially called Nepeta cataria, as well as other scents to incite natural behaviors such as investigation and play. It's clearly working with this particular feline whose species the IUCN Red List categorizes as a species of least concern. However, quote, it is difficult, given their low population density and harsh environment, to track true wild populations, unquote, Moody explains. Quote, primary threats to the survival of sand cats in the wild include habitat loss and a decline in prey caused by human disturbances like livestock grazing, unquote. This final article is from the Science, Space, NASA section and is entitled, Astronaut Who Nearly Drowned in Space, Selected for Artemis III Crew, written by Laura Baisas, published June 9, 2026. Italian astronaut Luca Parmitano will serve as the mission's pilot. This article begins with a photo. A male astronaut wearing a white spacesuit with an Italian flag on the arm holds his helmet. Its caption reads, ESA astronaut Luca Parmitano poses for his official portrait in a U.S. spacesuit at NASA's Johnson Space Center. Today, NASA announced the four Artemis III astronauts and one backup crew member for the 2027 test flight. NASA astronaut Randy Bresnik will serve as the commander, alongside mission specialists Andre Douglas and Frank Rubio, also with NASA. European Space Agency, ESA, astronaut Luca Parmitano will serve as the mission's pilot. Parmitano was selected to the ESA Astronaut Corps in May 2009 and is also a colonel and test pilot for the Italian Air Force. He is the first ESA astronaut assigned to an Artemis mission and immediately pointed to his family as motivation. Quote, I am honored by the role that I have been given, unquote, Parmitano said during the press conference. Quote, the rocket figuratively and literally is NASA. I am grateful that NASA is allowing me to be part of this incredible group of people and this crew for letting me fly. But we wouldn't be going anywhere without fuel, and the fuel that lets everything move is right here. Maya, Sarah, Marta, and my extended family here in the crowd. You are the energy that feeds my soul, and your love is the spark that ignites every passion, unquote. There is an additional photo. Three astronauts pose for a selfie. Its caption reads, ESA astronaut Luca Parmitano shared this photo with NASA astronauts Andrew Morgan and Christina Koch as a throwback to the capture of HTV-8 in July 2019. Parmitano has already proven that he possesses coolness under pressure. On July 16, 2013, he nearly drowned during a spacewalk after data about a previous spacesuit did not make its way up the International Space Station's chain of command. Water chemistry issues caused a leak in the spacesuit's cooling system. The issue started near the end of a spacewalk on July 9. At the time, the crew concluded that the water came from Parmitano's drink bag. That initial assessment was incorrect. The leak occurred due to contamination built up that blocked a filter. The blockage allowed water to go into a line that feeds air to the astronaut's helmet. Quote, when the water reached my face, it spread over my nose and up into my nostrils in an instant. I was almost blinded. I couldn't hear anything, and I couldn't breathe through my nose, unquote, Parmitano wrote in a March 2026 commentary on the event published in New Scientist. Quote, I already knew I needed to reach the airlock and get back inside the International Space Station. The key question, how long did I have before the water reached my mouth and I couldn't breathe at all? Unquote. In a report released several months later, investigators said that ISS management should not have given the go-ahead for the July 16 spacewalk following the incident on July 9. The report also criticized management for not immediately stopping the dangerous task as soon as Parmitano reported water in his helmet. The report ultimately included 49 recommendations to help prevent a similar incident. Artemis III will undertake a series of challenging tests in Earth orbit in 2027. These tests are essential for Artemis IV in 2028, the first planned crewed mission to the lunar South Pole. The agency's Space Launch System, SLS, rocket will propel the Orion spacecraft and its crew from NASA's Kennedy Space Center into low Earth orbit. After Orion systems check out, the spacecraft will demonstrate rendezvous and test docking capabilities for the first time. It will use test versions from one or both American commercial human landing systems in development by Blue Origin and SpaceX. Quote, this highly choreographed mission includes a dramatic multi-launch campaign of the world's most powerful rockets, testing integrated hardware between Orion and the landers, including system interfaces, software, propulsion, and communications, unquote, NASA writes. There is a third photo. Its caption reads, the Artemis III crew poses for an official portrait. From left, Andre Douglas, Luca Parmitano, Randy Bresnik, Frank Rubio. Quote, Artemis III will push the boundaries of spacecraft operations in orbit. Luca's assignment as pilot reflects the depth of European expertise in human spaceflight and draws on his extensive operational experience in high-pressure situations, unquote, ESA's Director General Joseph Aschbacher said in a statement. Quote, at the same time, ESA's European service module will once again provide the critical capabilities that power Orion, demonstrating Europe's enduring role at the very heart of the Artemis program. The news out of Houston today is a powerful recognition of ESA's role in enabling humanity's return to the moon and a key advancement in our partnership with NASA. Europeans can take pride in being part of this exciting journey. Unquote. Well, that brings us to the end of this week's material from Popular Science Magazine. I'm Michael Piotrusz. And I'll be back soon with more interesting articles. Thank you for listening.